Why not record on your phone?
You know, I don't have a lot of space on my phone.
I don't either.
It's all filled up, and I mean, it's just, it's a lot easier to have the Marines.
Well, yeah, like, take but this. I mean, like, when it didn't work.
I just didn't have any space on there, yeah. there was no space. I was like, ah, if I had space, I could have used my phone, but yeah, that's just me being an idiot, so. Wonderful. Wonderful. I have, like, way too many pictures on my phone, and it's just a complete mess, so. Okay, now, the first portion, the first question is the most important question, all right? And it is the icebreaker, all right? Thought of this myself. If you were not in journalism school and had an unlimited budget, what would you be doing? Where would you be? We'll start in this end.
What would you be doing?
What would you be doing? Where would you be?
I'd be playing golf all over the world.
Really?
Yeah.
Somebody else said that yesterday, too. That's funny. I mean, you're an avid golfer?
Oh, yeah.
Really? You've been keeping up with the Masters?
Yeah.
How about that grass in Augusta? Beautiful, right? Beautiful.
Tiger had a good day today, too.
Did he?
A 14-year-old kid, too.
Yeah, I saw that.
He did well, too. He's
so that guy's young.
He's little.
What is he in, like, eighth grade?
He's 14. Uh-huh.
So you travel all over the place, play golf?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Really? Would you drop out of school right now?
Oh, yeah.
Right this second?
I had an unlimited budget.
So if you hit the lotto, like, tomorrow, you'd drop out of school. It's all right. Go for it.
I had an unlimited budget. Mm-hmm. I would own a sports team.
Really?
Run a sports team.
Pick up the preferably, pick up Jay-Z's share in the Nets.
I mean,
why don't you do that?
Preferably in Dallas, but whatever.
Okay.
You know, whatever.
Okay.
Whatever.
So I'm guessing you are from Dallas. You got the Cowboys hat on. You pick up a team in Dallas.
Yeah.
Would you go for the Cowboys? Would you
probably,
pick those up?
Probably the Rangers.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
It's a nice choice.
Yeah, just because of baseball. Sport.
That's your sport?
So just go that way.
I'll tell you what, man. I was never able to get into baseball. This is a funny story, though. I didn't know how big a baseball town this was. And I had this Phillies hat that I used to wear in undergrad. Like, my frat was like the pie chapter of, you know, my frat or whatever. So we used to wear the Phillies hat, pie chapter or whatever. So I walked into Willie's one night. And it was the night that the Cards were playing the Phillies. First game of what was it? NLDS, yeah.
Just took that hat off real quick.
I didn't take it off. I didn't know what was going on. You could just hear like the record stop when I walked in. I was just like, and then after a while, like there was some ribbing. They're like, take that hat off, you know. And I'm just like, I ended up becoming a Phillies fan that night. You know?
Just to make everybody else
just
mad.
Just to make everybody mad. I mean, that was just.
Can you do that face one more time?
Which one?
You're like, yeah.
Take it off, boy. This is Cards country, right? That's exactly how it went, but it was
Royals fans in there.
Yeah, not very
not
many.
Not
very many Royals fans. It's like all this is Cards Nation around here. That's what I've realized. All right, DB, let's hear it.
I would definitely drop everything and go golfing.
Really?
Yeah.
Two big golfers?
Yeah.
It's a good plan.
I'd first play the best courses in the U.S.,
uh-huh.
And then I'd go over to Europe.
Where would you live?
Oh, well, I'd have
nice
multiple place. Homes.
Live on the course.
I'd have a home on Pebble Capitola. Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd also have a home on St. Anne.
Maybe I'm not dreaming big enough because I would want to have just one place and be able to, you know, just travel all over the world. That's what I'd love to
I'd
be
golf
able.
All
uh-huh.
over the world.
Uh-huh. But you would have multiple homes.
Oh, yeah.
Like everywhere you golf, would you have a home there? Is that how you...
Most countries, yeah.
Really?
I would say.
Yeah, and a set of clubs. No one wants to lug those around.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. A set of clubs and a home in every place.
Every
yeah. You're right about that.
Daddy waiting for you, like a butler slash
I've been
daddy.
Awaiting you, sir. And they all have British accents, right?
Oh, of course.
Now then Name you're
Jenkins.
Fancy. Now,
it's like Jeffrey from...
This isn't
Friends.
Your first time talking about this, is it? I didn't think so. All right, go for it.
I would travel... Mm-hmm. But I would have, I think I don't want like a ton of houses, but I'd want like obviously one in the States and then one in Europe,
mm-hmm.
maybe Australia. I don't know. But nice. I would definitely want to travel just and live in the cities that I traveled in for like extended periods of time.
Have you traveled outside Culturally of the country before?
Yeah, I have. I've been to Europe.
Favorite place?
Oh, either Paris or London. I don't know.
Ah,
Paris was beautiful, but I'd want to live there and kind of like immerse myself in mm-hmm. life for a little while.
Neat.
See different worlds.
You'd be really fancy then.
Kind of.
Yeah, just,
hey,
yeah,
talking
well,
about big
admit,
dreams
yeah.
here. If I've got unlimited budget, I'm going to be living the high life.
What were we joking about earlier? Yeah, she would kind of be a big deal then. You know how you were saying?
Yeah, you'd be
she said she was traveling a little earlier. And she was like, yeah, I'm kind of a big deal. It was a big joke, but I was like, that's
but
exactly how you would be.
Deal.
That's exactly how you would be.
Yeah.
You immerse
First
yourself
class.
In that cut. There
oh,
you
yeah.
go.